Apart from the convoy and two small buildings, the border was deserted. Nobody was there. No soldier, no armed ranger, nobody. It didn't come as a surprise to me, though. The border issue has been one of the most contentious points of argumentation within the whole rhino poaching crisis. As Diane Koller-Bartnett later told me in Durban, the fact that South Africa has virtually no borders means that our borders are totally porous. We have foreigners from the surrounding countries simply walking into South Africa, demanding free medical care, free education, free everything. That in turn relates to xenophobia and other issues of a social nature. Looking at the rhino problem has been sidelined. What is more, how is one to effectively patrol a 400-kilometre border, especially if there are no fences and even the outposts like the one that I was looking at were deserted without a soul? As we set off again for the final 30 minutes of driving, I spotted a Duiker running along the border away from the convoy. It frantically tried to get away from us, but never thought to dash away into the bush. It stayed running along the road next to the border. Ever so often, it would stop, look around at us, and dash away again. After about 5 kilometres, the poor thing was so tired that it jumped over into the no man's land between South Africa and Mozambique. I lost it for a second, but when we passed the spot where I last saw it, the Duiker was lying down, panting for air, seemingly accepting potential death as our buckies advanced towards it and passed.